We welcome in studio right now Marilyn Zeider with Project Drew Live. Marilyn, thanks for coming in. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and you guys have an event coming up.
Yes.
On Sunday, January the 27th, and it's called Project Drew Live. It takes place at Avon Lake High School. For those that don't know, what is Project Drew?
Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs. And Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. And we pair a songwriter one-on-one privately with a veteran, and the veteran tells a story and the songwriter writes a song pretty much on the spot. And it's a way for the veterans to have their stories told without them having to say it, and it's a way for us to be able to hear the stories and understand some of their experiences and share their history.
And as I understand it, this hasn't been around very long. This whole thing launched in 2017, is that correct?
Yes, yes. Drew is in the, we named it in honor and memory of Drew Ferguson, an Avon Lake resident who was a Green Beret officer, Army Ranger, Special Ops, and he died in July of 2017. And so, and he was also a musician and a songwriter. So he would send money to Music on a Mission periodically. So when he died, he died by suicide in 2017. So we named the program after him.
And this is fascinating because it seems like you guys do a number of different things here, too. There are singers, there are songwriters. So, I mean, basically everybody that plays a role in putting a song together is a big part of this whole thing. And so is this like a 2 or 3 hour long show you guys are doing on Sunday, or 2 weeks from Sunday?
It will be probably 2 hours. What we're going to do that day is we're going to have three of the songwriters. We've had 12 altogether. We're going to have three of them being paired with their veteran and talk about the process and what it was like to write the song together. And how one veteran told us afterwards that it was amazing to have someone listen so intently and be able to create the song, returning his words into a song, which made the whole experience universal instead of his own personal wound.
Okay, and it's interesting too because, you know, a veteran can tell a story, but it's interesting because they're able to get their story to come out in song. That's a fascinating idea. How did this all come together?
Well, it's being done in other places. There's a program in Austin, and we had, through Music on a Mission, we have concerts at Barnegie Hall. And we had someone from Nashville who does the songwriting project in Austin, and he had told me about it. I was planning to start this, and then when Drew died, you know, I just decided, okay, this is it. We're going to do it. So,
And how has this evolved over the last couple, actually, I guess not couple years, last year and a half and change, something like that? I mean, this is a kind of a new concept to this area. You mentioned it had been
yes.
done before, but it's interesting to me, too, because you hear about all these things that, you know, we want to do for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
This just sounds like something extraordinarily unique.
It is unique, and it's personal, but it's in a safe place, and they're private. It's not like they have to talk about, you know, because typically veterans don't want to talk about their experiences, but they just need to tell a story. And it's interesting, one of our veterans, we've had 6 workshops now with a total of 33 veterans, and one of them told us that he listens to a song every day, and he played it for one of his childhood friends, and the friend started crying when he heard it and said, "Why didn't you ever tell me this stuff?" And Frank said, "Well, I couldn't. I couldn't say it, but so Ray, the songwriter, said it for me."
Wow. And we're going to hear some of the work here in just a few. The file you sent me earlier actually set, so
we're all good.
We'll have it a little bit later. We were trying to rush behind the scenes here and make this work, but we're going to hear one of the pieces here in just a little while. Again, we're talking with Marilyn Zeidner, Project Drew Live. It takes place 2 weeks from this coming Sunday on January 27th at Avon Lake High School. And how has this whole program grown here locally since it launched in 2017? Again, the uniqueness of this is what really kind of struck me. How is this growing? You mentioned two songwriters for every veteran. Is that what you were saying earlier?
No, we have six. We try for each workshop to have six veterans and six songwriters. And so they're paired one-on-one. And it's really created a whole ripple effect. A lot of them have kept in touch with each other. They've played the songs at other places. One of them, Ray Flanagan, one of the songwriters, he recorded his song again later in a studio, and he has it on Bandcamp, you know, and people can download it, and the money that he gets from it, he sends to the Travis Mills Foundation for Wounded Veterans.
Wow.
So it's taking off on its own.
Very cool. So for those that attend on January 27th, mm-hmm. I mean, is this going to be a concert presentation or?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have the three of the songwriters. They're going to meet with three of their veterans, but then they're also going to sing the other songs. They're going to talk about the process and what it's like. And then they're going to sing the song with this veteran, and then they'll sing the other songs that they've written. One of the songwriters has written three songs, and the other two have written four. So they'll play all those songs. And it's really a way for other people, other veterans, to find out about it, because it's hard to explain if you haven't seen it or had someone tell you about it. So sometimes I think they're hesitant. They don't know what to expect, so they don't want to do it. We also have another workshop in February 9th and 10th. So I'm looking for veterans to participate.
Okay. And that's all part of the process,
right?
I mean, letting them know that there's something like this out there that exists, a different instrument for you to kind of get this out of your system. Because, I mean, again, for those who have never been through that process, you know, when you come back from battle, it gets awfully difficult to tell your story. Like you said, a lot of times it's difficult to get some of them out of their shell. And this is a much different way of telling your story. You mentioned that they're sitting down with songwriters, and it's such an unusual way to send the message or tell the message. But, you know, do you get, I mean, and I know this has been around for a year and a half now, I mean, and it's still kind of in the early stages, mm-hmm. but, I mean, what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
Everyone has thought it was an incredible experience, because the songwriter is listening so intently and getting every little nuance of what the veteran is trying to say. And a couple of them have said that when they were asked, like, well, what did you feel about this experience? They didn't really know themselves. They couldn't really define it. But the songwriter got it, you know, nailed it, and could give it back to them in a song.
In most cases, are the songwriters the ones who are performing these as well?
Yes.
Or do they pass them on to somebody else to perform?
No, the songwriters are performing their own songs. And so we do the workshops on a Saturday, and they spend as much time as they need with their veteran to get the information. And then on Sunday, they come back and perform it for family and friends of the veterans. And we record it. And then we can use it through social media or concerts or whatever to bring community awareness to some of the issues that they face in coming home.
It's kind of like a different take on, people always say, if you were to pick someone out to play you in a movie, who would you pick?
Right.
Or if you could pick somebody,
yes,
you know, to narrate the story of your life, who would you pick? And in this case, you know, telling a very important chapter of your life through song is essentially what you guys have created. I mean, that really is off the beaten path. That really is very, very unique. But it really kind of seems like it's something that's growing pretty quickly.
Yes, and it's been really very touching, personal, and overwhelming, really. It's a tribute to their service and also to our history, because they have an important place in our history, and we need to hear their stories, and we want to share in the history and the burden.
As far as the songwriters, how do they come into play? I mean, I would imagine that getting them behind something like this, once they heard what was going on here, was probably a little bit easier to get them behind this.
Oh, yes, they've really enjoyed doing it too. But it's kind of interesting because a few of them have told me that they normally, when they write songs, they're writing from their own experiences, and now it's a big responsibility to take someone else's feelings and experiences and put it into a song because they want to be accurate, and they all have been. It's been, I mean, the songwriters are the ones that have made this so successful.
Well, and I think that's all part of how huge these meetings are, because in order to truly convey some of those emotions, it takes, you know, 1 hour sit down with someone who you're essentially basing that song after. So
yes.
I could certainly see how that makes the sessions at least a little bit more interesting. We mentioned that we're going to hear some
yes.
of the work that has been produced. Go ahead and set this up for us.
Okay, this song was written by Bill Crocker, was the songwriter, and Joe Horvath. Joe is a Lorain County resident. He's a Vietnam veteran, and last year he was the Veteran of the Year in Lorain County. And in Vietnam, his job was to pick up the dead and the wounded, and Americans and Vietnamese. So La Day is the name of the song. La Day means come here in Vietnamese, because he would be in a helicopter, and he would be, you know, signaling for them to come here so he could pick them up. And he was awarded a Silver Cross and a Vietnam Cross of Gallantry, I forget the name of the exact award, for rescuing 29 people without any air or ground cover. And so La Day means come here, and helicopter, I mean, he refers to a ship, which is really a helicopter.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Here it is.
I've got a slideshow I've seen a few times, but it's all so clear in the back of my mind. It'll never go away. It's like a voice calling La Day. Well, the angel of the Delta One won't pick up to go. He was running for the ship, and I was calling him on La Day. Come on, La Day. Well, I had him in my hand just in time. The ship took a hit as we started to climb. La Day. La Day. Yeah, I've got a slideshow I've seen a few times, but it's all so clear in the back of my mind. It'll never, never go away. Oh, it's like a voice calling La Day. Too much enemy fire, we were running low on fuel. Commander said, Chief, what you wanna do? I said, they sent me to the end, I'm to fight. Put me in a medevac back to save some lives in my day. All our day. Now I've got a slideshow I've seen a few times, but it's all so clear in the back of my mind. It'll never, never go away. Oh, it's like a voice calling my name. And now they're wall. But I met those guys, I picked them up when they'd fall. The memory will never fade. It's just like a voice calling. Oh, it's just like a voice calling. Just like a voice calling. La day.
Yeah, that was Bill Crocker, Joe Horvath, the song La Day. Very cool stuff. And, well, that's just one of the many great creations that's come out of Project Drew Life.
Yes. Yes, that song, I've heard it probably 300 times, and it still gets to me when I hear it, yeah.
Can you retell our listeners for just a second? You were mentioning that Joe Horvath was the one that...
Joe Horvath is a Lorain County resident, Vietnam veteran, who... would rescue people in Vietnam, the Americans and Vietnamese, the wounded and dead. He'd pick them up in a helicopter, and La Day means come here.
And this was played at one of those large church groups?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Bill, the songwriter, played it at his church, and he could look out in the audience and see who were the Vietnam veterans because they all recognized the La Day, and they were all crying.
That's very, very powerful stuff. Well, Marilyn, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering about the event, again, 2 weeks from this Sunday, January 27th at Avon Lake High School, what are the details?
4 o'clock, and it's $25. Veterans come free. And we will also have some of Drew. He was also, besides a musician and a songwriter, he was an artist. And so we're going to have some of his artwork displayed and for sale. And this is a fundraiser for the Project Drew to be able to continue the workshops. And also, if there are any veterans that are interested in participating in this, we have another workshop in February and one in March. So I would love to meet some new veterans.
Plenty of opportunities to come out, no doubt about it. Marilyn, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in studio,
you.
Sharing
Thank-
this story as well, and the whole concept. Very, very interesting stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.